Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Something More Comfortable, the Black Velvet Experience. I am your host, Black Velvet, and I am pleased to introduce my co-host, the lovely Miss Nikki. Say hi, Miss Nikki.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
All right. Listen, y'all, all this chocolate in this one place, y'all, it's ridiculous. But anyway, so as we stated before, the way that this show works is I go from based on a poem from the previous show, and then we ask questions based on that poem. So the three questions that we have for our last poem, which is called I Want, is what is a 1969 type of love to you? Two, have you ever seen a 1969 type of love? And three, do you think during this day and time that a 1969 type of love is still possible? So, Miss Nikki, what is a 1969 type of love to you?
Oh, wow. Black Velvet. How about you give us that poem one more time, just for the listeners that may not have heard it last week or just want to hear it again, you know, before we get into these questions. How about we do that?
All right. Okay, so I want a 1969 type of love. I want a passion that feels incredible, whether the sun or the moon is above. I want to fight so hard and then make love till we can't even remember what the argument consisted of. I want to spend hours in deep thought figuring what to name my seed. I want to exist as all that you will ever need, make you well when sickness calls, and in bed I will feed. Take life's cuts for you if the Lord will allow me to bleed. Here, L, come from your lips and forget the other letters to succeed. I want to sip the day away, watching the traffic pass. Have you send me to the store for whatever cause I ate the last. Tell me to stop, but poke it out further when I tap you on the ass. See, I want to be blue people. Want to vow true allegiance in the presence of and under the presence of a steeple. Want to know from this day forward I receive you and acknowledge you as my equal. I want to die and come back resurrected and recreate this love even better in the sequel. I want to lay still in the depths of you and shed tears at the beauty of God's craftsmanship. Get right back into the race when it seems like we might slip. I want my heart to thump to your drum beat. I want you to hear my rim shot and telling me that it sounds so sweet. I want it to be just you and I and a bottle of champagne in our wilderness retreat. I want to lay still in your world and partake in the majesty as your lips lay open universes. Have your gaze tickling my vessel as the stage resonates to the plan of my verses. Hail, I want to be the holder of every last one of your purses. I want to import you into my iPod and daily play your mellow groove. Want to be your lullaby and to sleep I will soothe. Want your steps to affect my move. I want a love cast in bronze and admired by the masses in the halls of the Louvre. I want a love deeper, longer, higher, stronger than all obstacles we may go through. But for all that I want, I need love. And I need, baby, I need you.
Yes, come on, Black Velvet, give it up. Yes. Oh my goodness, that name, what it's, everybody calls it the 1969 type of love, but that ain't the name of the poem, is
right.
It?
The poem is called I want.
Oh yeah. My god, so that first question,
yes,
what is a 1969 type of love?
Yes, what is a 1969 type of love?
It's the love you want. It's that ultimate, you know, unconditional love that we are all striving to get to have, to build. You know, to me, it is truly that unconditional love. It's someone that's going to be there through the good, the bad, the ugly, that, you know, you may fight today, but you're going to work through it and fight to live another day. It's
right.
That love that you ain't going nowhere. You might be on a couch for a night, but we gonna talk it through. We gonna make it through.
Right.
We gonna continue to fight. It's that, you know, I'll do anything for you type of love. To
right.
me, that's what that 1969 type of love is. It's
right.
You love me through sickness, through, you know, disappointments, through everything.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's our children. It's the love that we have for our children. It's, you know, it's, we're building this life together no matter what, you know?
Right.
No matter the ups, the downs, the sideways, you know,
right,
whether
right,
we take
right.
5 steps back, we're going to continue to take 10 steps forward. You
right,
know?
Right,
that's
right.
That's that
right.
19, when I think of what that 1969 type of love is,
right.
to me, that's what it is. How about you? Tell me, what is it to you?
I think that for me, 1969, a lot of what you said, I agree with. But I feel like it is one of those things of truly knowing that regardless of what happens, I cannot see myself going through life without you.
Amen.
Like flat out, like there is, no matter how ugly it gets, no matter, you know, knock down, drag out, all that. Because the reality is, I don't know why I picked that particular year, but it just, that number came out to me, but it was just that time frame where it's like, a lot of stuff went down. Like you know, we see our grandparents and they're amazing or whatever, but we don't realize like they went through it.
Oh, yeah.
And so by the time you see them, you're like, oh my God, they just love each other and it's so amazing. But the reality is, it's like, no, they went through something to get to that.
You know, all them stories your aunties used to tell you about, oh yeah, your grandparents weren't always like that, you know,
because right.
my aunties and told me, like, my grandparents were together a long time, like 40, 50 years.
Right.
But if I talk to my moms or my aunts, they don't tell me about the stories that I know about my, like the love that I see
right.
in them together, you know.
Right.
But that's what it is. It's like, you got through stuff. You
right.
worked through stuff. You communicate. You might have fought and
right.
cussed and cursed, but at the end of the day, you're going to still love each other.
Right.
And when you 50 and 60 and 70 years old,
right.
it's just stories about what you used to be, you know?
Right.
All your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren see now is that love, that endurance, that,
right.
you know, that everlasting.
Right, because, I mean, man, you just said it. Love is endurance. It's not quick. It's not fast. It is enduring. It is a marathon. It's not, because it's funny. My grandparents, even though this man never was actually my grandfather, like the fact that they were together for like 27 years, mm-hmm. none of her kids, so like none of my aunts, uncles, my dad, none of them are by this man. But the fact that one, he stepped in, but then two, they were together for 27 years, mm-hmm. thick, thin, everything. And it's crazy. It's like, I never saw this man be, you know, upset or cry or anything until she was gone. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it devastated him. And it's like, it's that
mm-hmm.
it's, we go through whatever, you know, you fuss at me from the other room and, you know, we go back and forth, but the reality is like, yo, I'm here. There is nothing on this planet that is keeping me from you but death. Like, death is the only way that I'm not here.
Yeah.
Like, flat out.
And ain't that why it's called I Want? Because we all want that.
Right.
We strive to get that. Like, we are doing everything to
right.
get there, to be there, to love someone, to have someone love you. Like that, you
right?
know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem that, and I think we've had that discussion offline before, is that too often we don't want to put in that kind of work, that kind of effort. You know, that I'm here, I have chosen you, like flat out, and I do not plan on leaving this space, you know, like no matter what. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to get you to understand, like, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I always wonder, like, nowadays, it's like, is it because we have so many other choices? Because, or we perceive that we have these choices.
Right.
So we just choose not to commit. And I think that's a big thing.
Right.
That communication, that commitment, that understanding, developing that with one person or finding that one person that I'm like,
right.
No, this is what I want with you.
Right.
You know, I'm not out here trying to do it with you, and you.
Right,
you know,
right.
I want it with just you.
Right. And that yeah. spreading your communication across multiple people is like, yeah, it doesn't require you to really like buckle down, and when something goes bad or something is wrong, that you actually have to deal with it.
Right.
So the second question was, have you ever seen it before?
Yeah, I think I've seen, like I said, I think I've seen it in my grandparents, you know.
Right.
You know, I was raised by my grandparents.
Okay.
So in seeing their marriage and seeing, you know, like I said, what I saw was all good, but the stories that I heard from my aunties and my mom, you know, I think that was the struggle to get to where they were as their grandchild. What I saw, I saw, you know, I saw communication, I saw a commitment, I saw a husband going to work every day.
Right,
You know, he was getting up 6 o'clock in the morning, but she had his breakfast and his coffee
waiting
for him, you know.
Right.
And when he got home, that dinner was on the table, you know, just that commitment to making sure he was okay, you know, because he was taking care of the family.
Right.
He was
right.
paying that mortgage, you know.
Right.
He was taking the family on trips and, you know, doing all those things.
Right.
And even when they had disagreements, it was okay.
Right.
Because you knew they weren't going anywhere. Nobody was going anywhere at the end of the day.
Right.
I may not like everything you say.
But
I may not agree with everything you do.
Right.
But guess what? I'm going to be right here beside you.
Right.
Not agreeing with you.
Not agreeing with you. Right. I respectfully agree to disagree.
Hey.
However, yeah. Yeah. I mean, sadly, I can't say that I have seen it and just didn't recognize it as that because of the dysfunction that I saw in some situations. But yeah, it was like, you know, I think a lot of people that I knew, they just stayed because it just, and then maybe that was really it. Maybe that was that 1969 type of love. And I just didn't understand it for that because, you know, it's like, I see you out here cheating on my auntie and blah, 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 blah. And it's like this whole thing. But the reality is like the fact that she stayed, then I guess it is that because we do that. It's like you cheat on me. It's like back then it was like, yo, even then it's like, yo, I ain't leaving.
Right.
You ain't going nowhere. We not going anywhere. And I know that nowadays we it's like, yo, no, you cheat on me. Like, that's it. That's all it is. And it's like, no, it was like back then, I guess they didn't move that way. They didn't think that way. So yeah, I wonder. But I think for me, 1969 type of love, going back to my, you know, that first question, just a little bit, just because I think like, for me, it isn't. It's me not even wanting to do that thing to this individual, not wanting to cheat and not necessarily saying that they were like, oh yeah, I want to cheat. And
right,
you know,
right,
like
right.
You didn't go into the situation, but really having that discipline, because I think that's part of what makes having a 1969 type of love even possible. Is discipline.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you have this type of love or that type, the type of love that you were talking about in the poem, because it's not just about the year or anything.
Right.
It's just about the things that we want out of love.
Right.
And we don't want somebody that's cheating on us.
Right.
Because like, at the end of the day, we don't want to go through all of those. We don't want to go through those ups and downs. Of course, being realistic, we are going to have ups and downs. But it's about having that person that you don't want to hurt. I love them so much that I don't want to do anything that's going to bring them pain.
Right.
Or that's going to, you know, anything to hurt them, you know, I think.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, because I think that's the thing. It's like loving somebody to the point that me hurting you and having to look you in the eye,
yes,
and see that hurt is like a death in and of itself. It's just like painful. So yeah, it's like, do I want to hurt this individual? Mm-hmm. And so yeah, it's trying to really focus on like not just loving them in the way like, oh, you know, I pay bills and I do the, because a lot of that was that back then. Mm-hmm. It was, I just pay bills and I, you know, I do all these things, but I got these other women on the side. Mm-hmm. I may not let you know about it, but I still got them. And it's like, no, for me, it's like, I don't even want that. I want to be so focused on this one woman that I don't have an opportunity. And even if I do have the opportunity,
I don't want to.
I don't take the opportunity. Because mm-hmm. regardless of men and women, it's always going to be somebody like, hey, what's up?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You won't want to. And it's like, no, I don't want to. It's like, get out of here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get out of my face. Like, I mean, we had that conversation, though, where, like I said, it's like there has to be a, you know, even in being famous or being known or, you know, it's, you got to be able to have that line of integrity where you mm-hmm. stop and you're like, wait a minute. No. That's, hold on. You crossing the line. You crossing the line. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't want any, because I think that's the thing. Not only do I not want to disrespect my woman, I'll be damned if you disrespect my woman.
Right.
Like, flat out. Like, right. That's not going to happen. So, yeah. I think that is the, probably for me, one of the biggest things. It's like, no, I don't want to have anybody else think that it's okay. Think right. that they can, you know, that you can push that envelope or right. across that line. So, yeah.
I think it's, you know, getting to that or meeting that person, like, just by chance, like, that person that you don't want to do, you know, you don't want to hurt, you don't want to.
Right.
You just want to love. You just right. want to talk to. You just want to listen to them breathe. You know, like, you know, let me right. hear your voice. Like, I can't sleep until I hear you.
Right. Right.
I'm waiting for that good morning.
You right.
know? That type of love, you know?
Right.
Like, it's still that. Like, how often do we find that? Do we get that, you know?
It's
rare. It's so rare. And some people, it's sad that some people never get it. It's
right.
It's something that I think we're all searching for.
And right.
You're lucky if you ever find that type of love, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, I think it's kind of a little bit like all the other things, how they talk about, you know, the graveyard is filled with, you know, that's probably the most wasted wealth and talent and time and all that is in the graveyard. And so it's like, it's that same concept, is that very few people actually ever get to the place where they are disciplined enough to get to, you know, where their talent is doing what they, you know, what it's supposed to do and it feeding them and all of that stuff. Well, that's the same thing with love. It's like, we settle, we do all these different things. It's like, I don't know how many people I've met have said like, oh, well, I got married to this person because I couldn't have what, and it's funny because it's like what I had before, like this thing is like, you don't even know what you actually had. And so you're focused on this thing that you thought you had before. And so now that thing looks a certain way. And so now you shape everything the rest of your life when it comes to love off of that thing. And you're like, that, you know what I'm saying? So you, oh yeah, I ain't gonna never get that again. So I'm gonna just settle for you because you're close enough.
So do you think that we get a glimpse of that 1969 type of love, that I want type of love, and we let it go, and then we always search for it because, like, because hindsight is 2020.
Always.
Hindsight is 2020. And then, like, when you get in that next relationship, you look back on that
And then you what compare could have been, this one yeah, what to could that, have been that, right.
that, you know, that love that you wanted, but something it could have been something just minor and minuscule, mm-hmm. like something that we should have worked through.
Right.
We let ruin something great.
Right.
And now we're looking back and trying to find someone to meet all of those standards that we had in the previous birth, right. you know, in that previous love and that previous relationship. And we're, you know, thinking in our mind that I fucked up, you know, right. or whatever. Like,
man.
Or even, you know, if you've never experienced it or you never experienced what real love is. Like, because that's the thing. Some of us have never experienced real love.
Right.
It's we've experienced things that we thought were love.
Like an apparition.
Know, yeah. Things that, you know, right. man, that felt good. But was it really good for you?
Right.
Like, was it really love?
Right.
Like, do you think we recognize love? Like, real love?
I think... Honestly, I think that a lot of times we recognize it in past situations. So whether it be relationships or, you know, things that were told to you by your parents or by somebody else that you looked up to or you thought was important enough to take their word about who you were or what you deserved as, you know, bond. And then you see real love and you're like, oh no, like, you know what I mean? I can't live up to this. I can't live up to what the standard of this is, not realizing that whole love is patient, love is kind, love is not self-seeking. It you know, is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrong. All of that stuff that's in 1 Corinthians is like, this person really, really loves you, and you could be like filthy, like in tatters, and this person would still look at you like you are amazing. They would still look at you like you are the best thing that has ever happened in life. But it's like, the reality is, I think we don't see love when it's in front of us, or we run from real love that's in front of us because we haven't learned to love ourselves. And so in us not loving us and us not forgiving ourselves for whatever mistakes we've made or whatever, because, you know, we are our own worst critic. And so we kill ourselves in our own heads. It's like, oh, I did this wrong and I'm not good at this and I'm blah, 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 blah. And so this person comes along and they're trying to love you and they're giving you that genuine love. And you're like, ooh, wait a minute. That don't feel right. Like, what? Like, who? How dare you?
Right.
How dare you love me?
I don't deserve this love.
Right. What is wrong with, you know? And so then I get mad at you because you're trying to love me. What is? And so now I then,
or you're smothering me. Or you
right?
Are you, what you want to see me like?
Why you want to? Why you all over me?
Right.
It's like, yeah, this what's this new thing, thirsty? It's
oh,
like,
yes, you're thirsty.
Yeah, you thirsty. Yes. Oh man, shout out
I'm
to
thirsty for you. Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny that you say that. Man, shout out to Toby Inigwe. He has a song called Wavy, and that's literally, you know what I'm saying? In the chorus he is saying that, like, listen, like, I need, you know what I'm saying? I need a sip of water, and you are that sip of water that I need, like, flat out. Mm-hmm. Like, you look wavy, like, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? I'm in need of water, and you looking real wavy mm-hmm. right now. And so,
let me quench that thirst.
Right. Let me, I just need a sip. I'm not, think about that. Think about when you are thirsty and you get a glass of water. What's the first thing you do with that glass of water?
You are gulping that water like you are.
Right. So now think about the fact that I'm saying I don't need to gulp you. I just need one sip. And that one sip is enough to quench your thirst.
Right.
Like, that's serious. That's saying a lot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
To say some one person can
just quench that.
Yeah, just come
thirst
on.
Thirst with a sip.
Yeah, I just need a little bit. in a real sip, not one of those, you know, I'm gonna get a sip and then you drink half the bottle. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know, some people do that. But yeah, it's like a literal sip, just a little sip. And it's like, boom. And I'm, that's enough for me. Like, mm-hmm. Like how amazing is that?
Yeah.
To find somebody that you feel like that about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Hey, I'm sure it's amazing. I've never
right.
I want it.
Yeah.
I need it.
Yeah. And that's the biggest. It's funny because that's the reason why that poem is ended that way, because it's me saying that I can want all this stuff, mm-hmm. but without you,
right.
without that other person to reciprocate that, to mm-hmm. to want it, man. What is his name? Marvin Gaye said that, the song where he's like, "I want you, but I want you to want me too."
Yes, that is it.
Just as much as I want you.
That's the thing. Like, you can want someone. Like,
right.
I can want you. I can want every single, everything about you.
Right.
But if you don't want me too.
Right.
If you don't want me like I want you, you know.
Right.
Then it's not love. I mean, it's not that I want type of love.
Right.
It's just me infatuated. Thank you. I needed that. But yeah, if someone doesn't want you back, doesn't love you like you love them, then it's like,
right, you're always chasing a yeah. feeling that you never ever are able to establish. Yeah, because you have this person that you're after me, and then I'm after her,
mm-hmm.
and we're constantly doing this ring around the rosy.
Ain't that how it always work out, though?
It does seem like that.
When I want you, you want her, and he want me, but I don't want him because right. I want you.
Right.
And you don't want me, you want her.
Right, like, and it's this constant chase.
It is, and it's like to find that person that wants you as much as you want them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's when you get there, you know, that's when you can start building.
Right.
You know, it's like.
Right. And then I guess that kind of leads us into that last question. Do you think that it is possible to have a 1969 type of love in this day and time?
I hope so. I pray so. Like, Lord. I pray to you every day to give me that type of love.
Right.
Because, like, ain't that what we need? Ain't that what we all want? Is it possible, though? Okay, being realistic, is it possible? But not just wanting it, like, but really, is it possible? It's hard. Like, I think it's hard to obtain.
Okay.
But of course, I was in all seriousness in hoping that it is possible, because I do want that.
Right.
I do want that person, you know, to love me unconditionally, to me love them unconditionally, no matter what, you know, we can get through it. Yeah, I
right.
want that. Is it possible? I think it's hard in this day and age.
Right.
I think with social media and so many people living their lives through likes,
right?
You know, through all these dating apps, you know, Plenty of Fish and Tinder,
right?
You know, Black, like all
right,
them, like
right.
Christian Mingle, and
right.
like it's you have so many options, and then the perception of beauty and the perception of love, are presented to you by, you know, this mainstream of, you know, what love or what beauty is.
Right.
I think it's so many obstacles in front of getting to that Like, you truly got to find somebody that's on the same page and wants the same things as you at the same time. Because it's like that thing. It's like, it's not only wanting love, but I want love now.
Right.
I'm not focusing on my career. I'm not focusing on kids. I'm not going through something, you know.
Right.
It's like, can you meet me when I want love?
Right.
When I need love?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And yeah, it seems like you said, it's the, we on two different timetables. It's like right now you chasing this and I'm chasing you. And so even if you're not chasing a woman, you still have substituted something that you're chasing as opposed to me. And so I'm trying to get you, but you're like, well, I need this bag. Because I think that's the biggest issue for me, I see in a society for all the things, the apps, everything. Because, I mean, I find that you can find somebody anywhere if that's, you know, if you're trying hard enough and it works. You know, oh man, this person is amazing, and we kind of click, and we do our thing. And I mean, you see people get married. Not that marriage is the milestone or the landmark by which you say that, oh, that was successful. Because I mean, there's so many marriages that end up not being successful because you married somebody that really wasn't for you, that really wasn't yours, and you just wanted to have it, you know, to be able to say, I'm married. Like, so you do that. But I feel like the biggest thing is like this constant idea of chasing the bag.
Yeah.
Because the reality is that no matter how much you get, most of the people that I've met over my time and years and, you know, all the people I've seen with money, is like, it's not any fun when there's nobody there to like spend it with.
So
not only did you not have anybody there to help you get it, you now not have nobody there that really is for you to spend it. Because there's people willing to help you spend it.
Right. But they ain't really for you.
Right.
They ain't really about you.
Right.
They just about that money.
Because when the bag go away, they like,
Wait,
sorry. I got something else I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that thing back in the day when females, I got to wash my hair. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, man, I got to wash my hair. So I'm not going to be able to go out on a date with you. Well, what about Sunday? What about Monday? Like, what you know what I mean? It's like, listen, bro, just let it go. But yeah, that I think that's the biggest thing. It's like, because if I focused on you and I focused on figuring out how can I get to know you better and understand you better and that kind of stuff, the bag will come naturally. Like, the bag will automatically come from, you know, because now I'm not focusing on the money. I'm focusing on, okay, how can I grow with this person and build with this person? And so it's like, and then our ideas that we come together with, because you never know, that person may see what your gift is more than you can see what your gift is.
Yeah.
I mean, and the reality is that, especially for men, it's like 9 times out of 10, it's a woman that, regardless, even if you have a dream, if you have a ambition or whatever, it's normally a woman that comes behind that, you know, or maybe you don't even see it. And maybe you're like, man, I'm not touching that. That thing is not for me. And she's like, what are you doing? Like,
that's
this
what
is
you
your
should be doing.
You're right. This is your gift. This is your calling. Like, why are you not chasing that? And so you like, it really doesn't even matter whether it's just to make her stop yelling at you or fussing at you, or because you're like, you know what? She might be right. Whatever reason, then you chase it.
Yeah. I think you told me one time in our many conversations about, you wanted a woman that spoke to your passion. And I asked you, like, I think I mixed up what you meant about what your passion was. Not a woman to help you with your passion, but speaks life into it.
Right. Oh, so it's not necessarily speaking into my passion. More of what I said was my purpose.
Your purpose.
Okay. Not my passion.
Passion and purpose. Okay.
Right. Right.
But isn't it the same? Passion and your purpose?
Not at all. Because
passion could be, because you may not even know what your purpose is.
Right.
That's it. Okay.
Right. Because.
You might even.
Yeah. Because. And I think we had that part of the conversation, because the reality is that, like, this camera or this microphone, they are created for a specific purpose.
Right.
However, I could, you know, I could beat a drum with this microphone if I wanted to.
Right.
That doesn't really mean that that's what its purpose was. And I could do it with passion. But that doesn't mean that what I'm doing or how I feel about what I'm doing is what I should be doing. Because, like I said, the microphone was created for us to speak into it. Camera was meant for to record, you know, all of that. And so it's the same concept. This glass is meant to hold, you know, contents in it. And so
there's some pretty glasses, ain't there?
Yeah, they are. They are.
Side note.
but the reality of it is that your purpose is what you are created for. It's like, what was I actually created to do? Who was I created to touch? That kind of thing. So yeah, that is more my thing. I have passion for speaking, but that doesn't necessarily mean
that's your purpose.
That's my purpose. Mm-hmm. Now it may be, and it may be just that I wasn't using it properly or where to speak on it. But that's basically it. It is having a woman that is not focused on my bag, not focused on all of those other things, because if I start moving in my purpose, automatically all the money and all the whatever comes to you, because
you're focusing on your purpose.
Right, because I'm doing what I was made to do.
Okay, and God gave us all purposes, right?
Right.
It's just up to us to find what it is.
Right. And then for me, I think that's one of the other big things, is being able to have a woman that not only can speak to that or to can help me to fulfill that, but that I can help her do the same.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't ever think to myself, or I don't assume, because I mean, again, I didn't make her, but her only purpose cannot be just to help me get to my purpose. Mm-hmm. Me getting to my purpose is to in whatever way I can, then alleviate any obstacles that are preventing her from getting to hers. Mm-hmm. So it's the, you know, whether it be financial or maybe you don't have connections, as I get to my purpose, maybe I run into more people that, well, I don't really need this information, but this information wasn't for me, it was for you. So now I give you that information. Hey, you need to call this person. You need to contact this person. This person reached out to me and they said X, Y, Z. And so now we're doing all of that. So yeah, that for me is my biggest thing. But I find that, like I said, most people don't even understand that. And so it's like, they don't understand that maybe I'm not making money today. And that's part of that whole 1969 thing. It's realizing that, you know, because everybody, there is this question out there. It's a financial question, but it's based in everything when you really think about it. Would you rather have $100,000 given you to right now, or would you want for 30 days to start with a dollar, but every single day have the amount that you're given double for 30 days? Most people, because they don't understand the long term thing, which is that's what love is all about. It's long term. It's not instant. And then I can quit anytime I feel like it. It's long term. And so the reality is, it's I'm gonna take that $100,000, not realizing that. Do you know how much money you actually make? And I, hey, listen, all y'all that's watching, or listening, I give you, just look up the numbers. It, when you hit like day 20, you can be like, oh, it's really still not that much money. It's more obviously than 100,000, but it's really not that much more money. But then look what it looks like in 10 days from day 20 to day 30. How much? Because it starts out at $1, then it's $2, then it's $4 and $8 and $16. And you keep doing that and you think like, oh, that's going to take forever. But then quickly from day 20 to 30, it's like, I want to say it's like 10 million, something like that. It's like a crazy amount. Yeah. And you're thinking like, wait a minute, but it started out with just $1, right. But that's what love is.
So love is just, it starts out as a spark. Just
like right. 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 It starts off as a look. It starts right. off as a touch. It,
right.
Hey, I saw you across the room and right. I just, I felt like I needed to
say hello.
Yeah. It's like, it's a conversation. It's, mm-hmm. And so then but after that, it's the investing it yes. and yeah, it's the
work. I think the thing is that we don't always want to put in that work.
Right. Right.
We don't want to put in that time, that effort, that communication. Like, I think we struggle a lot with communication and with understanding.
Right.
With forgiveness, with so many like with stigmas, with, you know, oh, you this or right. you've done this or you've right. done that. Wait a minute, no, I can't.
Right, you I know? Can't even talk to you no more.
Right.
You,
oh, you got a kid? Nah,
homie, I'm straight.
You got two baby mamas?
Right.
You've been divorced 2 times, nigga.
Right. I'm out. I can't do this. When the reality is that
you don't make 50,000, 60,000, 100,000 a year, nigga.
Right.
You can't even buy me up.
Right. And that's the biggest thing, is like not realizing that the value of one, the thing that you want, that, oh, you need to buy me this or you need to buy me that. But the value of the person is so much more than that thing, because that thing comes and goes. But the last time I checked, everybody that I've ever known, I've been in that situation too, where when all is said and done, it's not that you don't remember any of the things that y'all bought together or that y'all had or that none of that stuff. The things you remember is like, oh man, I missed this. Man, this person was like this. I remember when they would rub my head. Right. I remember when they would rub my feet when I came in from work and all that. And so,
like, they were there for me. Like,
right.
Like, I think the biggest thing is like when I'm going through, when I'm sad, when I'm sick, like it's right. nobody there. Like,
right.
Who can I call when I'm going through it?
Right.
Like when my job then pissed me off.
Right.
When like, yo.
Yeah.
The family got drama.
Right.
Who can I call?
Right. Who can I call? Who can I turn to?
Like, who gonna hug me? I just need a hug.
Right, man.
I need a kiss. And I want it to be like sincere, like knowing that person like genuinely cares for me, genuinely loves me. Not just trying to hit it.
Right.
Let me rub my ear.
Right.
You all right, baby?
Right, yeah, you good? But now, all right, what's up, though?
Right.
All right, them tears dry. Now what to do? Run it.
But, like, but take out, like, someone that loves you, not take out the sex, take out the lust, take out
right.
all of that. Take out, you know, those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Have someone that loves you with no expectations.
Right. Yeah, that's very, very difficult, because it seems like everybody expects something from you. And then the reality is that we have all these expectations. You see all these people with these expectations, but then at the same time, you don't even want to put that out. You don't want to give that.
Hey, so I saw something, and I think it goes to that, is like, we expect things from people. And I can't even remember right now the exact like quote it was, but right. It was like that whole idea of like, I expect all of this from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't even half of that.
Right. I'm not even a quarter.
Right. I want this, that, da, 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 da.
Right. I need you to make 100,000. I need you to, you know, cook, clean. I need you to do all this.
I need you to be a 10. Your stomach gotta be flat. You gotta have a fat ass. Like,
you gotta
big
be all
titties,
that.
Double D's. Like, yo.
I gotta be.
And you gotta be a cut.
Right. Right. You gotta be all this. You can only have slept with like two dudes.
Right.
Like, that's the maximum.
Let's not talk about that number. Let's not even go there. Like, niggas right. don't want to know a number.
Right. I think that's the other, man, speaking of that, so that's probably one of the other things that makes having that kind of love difficult at this time. This time, 2019, is that you have so many people whose pride is like, it just
that ego.
Yeah, it's so heavy. Hey, it's like, yeah. Oh, would you, what? Oh, no, you, no.
You did what with who?
Right, nah, I'm good.
What Jay-Z said, I'm gonna be mad having to explain to my kids.
Huh.
Right?
Man, listen. Yeah, and it's like, the reality is, yeah, it's like, man, that's funny that you brought him up. But yeah, you're right. It's like, you did what with who? Like, it's just like, what? Like, but the reality is that we all have a past. We all have a future as well. And so it's okay. All right, you got a past, mm-hmm. and I respect that. Mm-hmm. Now, have you learned? What have you learned from it?
Right.
Ooh.
So, and that's the thing, is like, can you accept my past?
Right.
Can you accept the things that I've gone through? Can you accept the things that I've done in my life that I'm not proud of?
Right.
And still love me.
Yeah.
And still trust me and still understand who I am as a person and trust that I'm going to love you with all of me.
Right. Right. Yeah. That is a definite, difficult question to ask and to answer for a lot of people. Is just like, can you do that?
But if you can do that, like if you can get past a person's past,
right?
A person's hurts, a person's insecurities,
right?
Is that when you know that it's that 1969 type of love?
I don't know because there are so many more things that are required to really like make it, to really survive, that we don't, because again, no matter how we want to sugarcoat it, you know, financial is still like, knowing that this person, you know, because do you really want to be with a man? Do you really want to try to have a 1969 type love with a man that is stays in the casino and is blowing, you know, all the money, all the houses, all the houses money?
Like, damn, nigga, can you bring the right. pay the rent?
Right.
But look.
He done blown the rent, everything. But I mean, I've seen people that.
Like, can you get through that?
Right.
Okay, so I know there's gonna be a future conversation. So mm-hmm. Like, so it's like, when do you talk about that stuff? And when do you talk about, babe, how much do you make?
Right.
You know,
and is
like, what's right. your credit like? Like, right. when do you have those type of like, outside of the I love you, I'm attracted to you,
man.
I, that lust, that like we fucking, we making love, we doing this, like. When do we get into that, what's your financial life looking like
right.
Who making a bag? Like, who bringing home the bag?
I feel like if you really, if you really, really, really want to have a situation that's real, shit, early. Early, like not late, early. Because if I'm really serious about saying like, yo, I'm, you know, I'm really digging you. Because, I mean, again, obviously not first date, not second date. But, you know, you've been talking for a couple months. At some point in that first couple months, you probably need to just stop. Hey, okay, wait. Let's pull back. Let's take a second real quick. This is some of the stuff. This is my, you know, this is my good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you like this part of me and all that. But look, this is my credit score.
like I'm going to struggle. Yeah. Struggle life with that credit score. But, you know, right. I think, and I agree with you. Like, I'm at a point in my life where it's like, look, I'm going to lay it out on a table. Like,
right.
You either love me or you don't.
Right. Like, these look, are my cards.
Like, this is it.
I got some, got some aces in there and I got some jokers in there. I got some jokers.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hell
there's some twos. There's some, listen, and this ain't, hey, this ain't the two.
We might run a Boston, but.
Right. But I might not be able to get you more than I got two in a possible. I got two in a possible, but.
Look, can you get me through?
Right.
Look.
Can you get me through?
Can we get each other there?
Right.
Right.
Because that's the reality. It's not expecting you to do more than I'm willing to do for you.
Right.
It's like, because too many times you get a person through and then now they like, oh, well, I thank you. I appreciate you. And I'm on to the next one.
Right. It's like, oh, you got me through. So now it's my turn to get you through.
Right.
That's that.
Right.
1969.
Right. Exactly.
That's it.
It's,
okay, you got me through.
Now I'm going to get you through.
We going to get through together. We going to get our kids through.
Right.
We going to get our grandbabies through.
Exactly.
You know, we doing this for generations.
Right. We're not doing this for, right, this is not for the week. This ain't for the month. This ain't for next year. And, oh, you know, this ain't about vacations. This is.
This is about empires.
Right, exactly. That's literally what all that's about for me, at least. Not, everybody might not see it the same way, but it's for me, it's not leaving my kids with burdens where you gotta do all this stuff. And it's like I said in the poem, it's spending hours trying to figure out what to even name this kid, like trying to make sure that they have a name that's worth, you know, caring and then living up to. It's like, yo, I gave you this name because I wanted you to understand who you were. And
we got this legacy that we
building
on.
Right exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
like you got a name.
And this is the biggest thing is that whole us having a past, it's that I don't care what this name meant prior to today, but as of today, with me and you, we gonna make this name mean something amazing.
Amen.
That's what. Yeah. So, I think that we have pretty much.
Have we talked this topic? Have we talked it up? Black Velvet. Black Velvet.
What's up?
This was good.
Yes, it was. It was amazing.
Good. It was great talking to you today.
It was amazing talking to you as well.
Always.
Yeah. And like I said, we got our comfortable space and we here, you know.
We're doing this thing.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all got to check out something more comfortable.
Yeah.
The Black Velvet Experience. You got to get the book.
Right.
To check out all these poems that we're going to be talking about.
Something more comfortable.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Amazon.com. Something
more
comfortable.
You got to look out for the things that Black Velvet is doing.
Right.
Some shows that he's going to be appearing in. Like, look, we're speaking so much stuff
into existence.
Amen.
And listen, Miss Nikki and her perfume and her clothing line and all that she gonna be doing. Listen, we out here trying to create something amazing, not
legacy,
just
legacy.
Right. Listen, huh? We out here trying to, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? What's better than one billionaire?
Two. Amen.
So with that being said, we are going to play one of the poems from, I got to find it first because, you know, sorry, I don't have this.
We're trying. Look, this is our first show. Right. I am so excited about something more comfortable.
Indeed. You know,
I think it's something special. Like, Black Velvet has been doing his thing for so long. Like, y'all gotta Google him. Like, what they say, Google me?
Yeah, right.
Google him and check out, like, all the things he's been doing for so long. And check out the book, Something More Comfortable. I'm just coming into this brand new. So I'm excited to be here and excited for what we have in store for the future.
Indeed. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I am over here struggling with this.
I see you are. y'all don't see. Okay, y'all might see on the whoever's watching the video of this. Right. But if you're just listening to us, he is over here struggling trying to find this. But we're just going to keep it going.
You know what I'm saying? Don't judge me.
Like to talk. If y'all don't know, we talk a lot.
Okay.
We have marathon conversations about so many things.
I think I found it.
Okay.
Is this it? I think this might be it.
This is it?
I don't know. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Since the first day she connected, she possessed poise, power, passion. But still old-fashioned, the veil doors being opened at the curb. Touch me like door handles that she would never know again. Told me, come. And I kneeled before her. Majesty, a beauty, queen. I exist in her world, longing to grow into the crown that she molded for me with her love. Exchange energies like jump brooms. Evolve into the floor is no longer worthy of our feet's caress, and we verse space without shifts, where our bodies merely plug in to recycle what our spirits spill in excess. Power surges without the grid. We will translate, transmute, and transform through frequencies higher than dog's hearing will allow for. Eavesdrop on parallel dimensions and where the secrets on our skin. I will suck from her chest and speak life into her womb. You see, we will birth enterprise. And I will shower them with water from my fountain, such that Noah would get nervous. Build the ark again, carrying us to where old becomes new. We will speak without tongues, hear without sound, and love without limit. Though she said it is unfair, I will empty my monsoon for her alone. But I will never leave her there. Allow room to breathe. Still only a beck and call within arm's reach and my palms reach into her yoniverse. Massage her cares from a distance. There is no place in the Milky Way that she cannot sway me. Told her she will always have first dibs. And I will recycle her authentic and replay on my eyelids. Patiently waiting, I will feed on her vittles, pouring what is left back in, so that she will never be empty.
The awakening. That is what that is.
So guys, next week we will be back talking about the awakening.
Yes, indeed, right? Indeed.
Right.
So yes. I thank y'all again, as usual, for tuning in. I thank Miss Nikki for joining me. It has been a pleasure. Amazing.
Always.
Yes. And we will talk to you later.